First Timothy, chapter 3. This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, pastor, he desires a good work. A bishop, pastor, then must be blameless presently. Be the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, able to teach, not given to wine, no, bully, not greedy for filthy, worldly riches, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one who rules his own household well, having his children in subjection with all honor, because if a man does not know how to rule his own household, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a new convert, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Furthermore, he must have a good report of those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, the deacons must be honorable, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy worldly riches, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so, their wives must be honorable, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons presently be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own households well, because those who have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly. But if I delay at you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was revealed in the flesh, justify, in a spirit, seen by angels, preached to the Gentiles, Jews, believed on in the world, receive, ed up into glory.